Just continue from the Shulchan Menachem from yesterday. So the Rebbe says that in the leaning there is two mitzvahs. There is one mitzvah which is a mitzvah by itself, just to lean. And then there is a mitzvah as a condition when you eat the matzah and when you drink the cups that you have to lean. So when a person eats a size of an olive of matzah while he's leaning, first of all, he's doing the mitzvah of eating matzah properly. But he's also fulfilling the mitzvah of leaning independently. As the mitzvah of a seba independently, there is the main mitzvah, which is at the time that you eat the matzah drinking the four cups. And there's also mitzvah min hamufchar, there's a time that you do it the best, that's the rest of the meal. And the Rebbe therefore explains very well, there's a few difficulties in the language of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, which is kind of difficult to get through, but the Rebbe explains that the first thing in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, he explains the general mitzvah of leaning. And then the Alter Rebbe goes to specific, the mitzvah of leaning as it pertains to matzah and it pertains to the four cups. And that's why the Alter Rebbe unusually brings down the portion of a era. He tells you where the four cups are hinted in the pasuk, because he wants to emphasize that it's in Va'era, that it's connected to Geula, and that's why specifically the wine has to be done in a way of Cheirus while you're leaning, because that's a mitzvah in it, because it's in Parshas Va'era, because there's other reasons for the four cups. But they're not connected specifically to the redemption and not connected specifically to Cheirus, but for other reasons. And therefore, he wants to emphasize, both when he talks about the matzah and when he talks about the wine, and that the reason they are done, because the matzah and the wine, in this, according to this reasoning, is particularly connected to the idea of cheirus, and that's why it's also a condition that the wine and the matzah need to be specifically fulfilled properly, their mitzvah to do when you're leaning. The Alter Rebbe also changes the order of the verses, the way they're mentioned in the Parsha, and because the Alter Rebbe wants to emphasize, according to the order, as the Rebbe explains there, the order, the way the cups are actually drank at the Seder, to show us that not only generally the four cups correspond to the redemption, but also each particular cup responds to one particular aspect of redemption, and therefore all this has to be done specifically in the Haseber.